You know what a dilika ladu is? then they would say that this is also just like what marriage life is. Those who aren't married lament, and those who are married, they lament. But there is a good answer as to why in Krishna consciousness we encourage devotees to marry.
De van egy jó válasz arra, hogy Krishna tudaton belül miért bátorítunk baktákat arra, hogy házasodjanak meg.
And the first thing is that we see that in this day and age, lifelong celibacy is very difficult to impossible.
Az egyik oka annak az az, hogy ebben a korban azt látjuk, hogy az élet hosszig tartó cölibátus, ez egy nagyon nehezen kivitelezhető dolog.
But what's the essence of a celibate lifestyle? The essence of renunciation, Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita. And he says that you should give up the results of all of your work to me. No, I forget the words. There's another qualification for being a groom, not a fiancé, a groom. Maybe you can just earmark where I stop right now. Just remind me where I stop. This is a tradition in Orissa, India. Orissa is where Lord Jagannath, for whom we have the Rath Yatra festival, originates from. And there, the parents of the bride choose the husband on the basis of his ability to be able to recite Srimad Bhagavatam.
A megyasszonynak a szülei az alapján választják ki a vőlegényt, hogy milyen képesítési rendelkezik arra, hogy a Srimad Bhagavatamot el tudja mondani.
So if you don't know Srimad Bhagavatam, then you can't have my daughter.
Tehát, ha nem ismered a Srimad Bhagavatamot, akkor nem veheted a lányom a feleségét.
And if you're very good at Srimad Bhagavatam,
és hogyha pedig nagyon jó vagy a Srimad Bhagavatamot elmondásában,
then you're welcome.
Akkor szeretettel várni.
So, I still can't remember the verse, but in any case, the essence of renunciation is to dedicate everything to Krishna. So, although what you see resembles the same type of marriage that you may have seen many times before, it's not. We start off with the premise that they're going to become detached from each other rather than attached.
Azzal a fogadalommal kezdünk, hogy el fognak különülni egymásról, ahelyett, hogy akkor így ragaszkodnak egymáshoz.
In other words, that over the period of the next 30 years or so, that ultimately they will see each other not as husband and wife, but at that stage as spirit souls, as servants of Krishna.
Más szavakkal ez azt jelenti, hogy a következő 30 vagy valahány év múlva akkor nem úgy fogják látni egymást, mint férj és feleség, hanem mint szellemileg.
So that the vision of husband and wife transforms into a vision and an attachment as servants of God.
Tehát ez a fajta vízió vagy jövőkép, mint férj és feleség, akkor alakulát transformálódik.
Now that doesn't happen by being married. But it does happen by being Krishna conscious. So Lord Chaitanya, who introduced this process 500 years ago, Lord Chaitanya was Krishna. And he came, and at the age of 24, he gave up his family, and he accepted the renounced order of life.
élt, és 24 éves korában feladta a családos életét, és elfogadta a lemondott életet.
And yet, 99% of his associates, they were all family people.
És mindazonáltal a család, vagy aki körülötte voltak, a barátai, a társainak a 99% azok igazából családtagok voltak.
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced them or welcomed them in the same way that he did those who were in the renounced world. And the distinguishing quality of all of Lord Chaitanya's associates is that they were very strict devotees. So Lord Chaitanya said in Sanskrit language, Chaitudarpanamajanam Bhavanaharabhagavirvartanam, that by chanting this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the heart gradually becomes cleansed.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu azt mondja, hogy valaki azáltal, hogy énekli ezt a Hare Krishna Mantrát, akkor meg tudja tisztítani a szívét.
And so this is the essence or the central point of Krishna conscious practice, chanting Hare Krishna.
Ez a lényege, vagy központi momentum a Krishna tudatos gyakorlatoknak, hogy valaki énekli a Hare Krishna Mantrát.
And by rising early, worshipping the deity in the temple, by chanting Hare Krishna and reading sacred scriptures, one then advances in spiritual life. Srila Prabhupada was himself a family man. While maintaining his family, Prabhupada wrote his commentary on the Bhagavad Gita. He preached, he spread Krishna consciousness wherever he was. And he made his house like a temple. He would have regular programs in his own home. So in this way, even though one may not only be married but also have children, if Krishna remains the center point in family, then the process works. And then, with the family, one performs a very great service. Bhagavatam says, Namo Chayatva Samapetum Dityum. One gives the opportunity for one's children to become liberated.
Azt mondja a Szentírás, hogy az ember adja a gyermekeinek azt a lehetőséget, hogy ők felszabadultakká válhassanak.
Now this differs from other families.
Ez más családokhoz képes eltérő.
Generally, we want our children to be well-educated, computer programmers, engineers, nuclear physicists, or surgeons.
Általában azt szeretnénk, hogyha a gyerekeink nagyon magas szintű oktatásra részesülnének, legyenek mérnökök, számítógép technikusok, nukleáris fizikusok, vagy
sebészek. But these two couples, their main priority with children is to give them an opportunity to become liberated. To become lovers of God. Even if their children are poor. And not necessarily great politicians. Or recognized in this world. Because we have so many engineers and lawyers and politicians, especially there's too many of those. But has the world become a better place? Do we have peace? Do we have peace of mind?
Van béke a tudatunkban?
Are we satisfied with what we have? Polluting the air, polluting the soil, polluting the oceans, destroying each other. Because we've placed the we've prioritized in a wrong way. We prioritize on matter rather than on spirit.
Mert nem megfelelően állítottuk fel a prioritásunkat, a prioritásunkat az anyag köré szerveztük és nem a lélek köré.
So, although it may look like here are two householder couples getting married just like everyone else, but they're not like everyone else.
És ha bár tényleg úgy tűnik, hogy két pár, akkor két közönséges házaspár készül megházasodni, de ők nem közönségesek személyesek.
Actually, by the grace of Srila Prabhupada and Lord Krishna, they're already liberated souls. They may know it or they may not know it. But if they take advantage of the opportunity of their liberated status, then they can liberate not only their family, but so many other persons as well.
De ha kihasználják a felszabadultságoknak a lehetőségeit, akkor nem csak a családtagjaikat, hanem majd mindenki más is fel tudnak szabadítani.
So, in answer to those very strict yogis who live off in the Himalayas, what are you doing marrying two spiritual people together?
Válaszolva azoknak a nagy yogiknak a Himalájában a kérdésére, hogy mit csináltok ti, amikor két lelki törekvőt összeadtok?
So Krishna says, Yoginama Visarvesham Bhagatan Antaratmana Shravan Hajate Yoga. Krishna says, because they're better than you. They're better than you because they have faith in me. And by faith in Krishna, they become delivered and they deliver all of their dependents.
És a Krishnába vetett hit által, akkor ők fel tudnak szabadulni, és ezt a felszabadulást ezt tudják tovább.
So in that sense, yes, this wedding is a real celebration.
Ebben az értelemben, igen, a házasság ez egy valódi ünnep.
It's a celebration because it's a step towards Krishna.
Azért egy ünnep, mert ez egy lépés Krishna felé.
And now I'm going to ask everyone to give their blessings to these two new couples, newly. No, they're not newlyweds yet, but they're about to be.
És most pedig szeretnék megkérni mindenkit, hogy adja az áldását ennek a két párnak, akik most készülnek összeházasodni.
Blessings come from the heart.
Az áldás az a szívből meg.
So what you need to do is everyone knows where their heart is. It's just about here.
Amit tenni kell, hogy mindenki tudja, hogy hol van a szív.
You put your left hand over your heart.
A szívetek köré tegyetek a bal kezeteket.
And your right palm is directed towards them. And in order to actually direct the love and affection and well wishes from your heart, we use a mantra. And now I ask everyone to repeat. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. Thank you very much. That was very nice. And we'll ask you for some more blessings later on also. When our ceremonies are finished. And now, we'll start with our setkata. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
We have rice to the tent where we take walls.
Everybody that can figure out from school.
I would like to ask everyone to pay very close attention.
Check this
out.
I will say the words of the vow. I would like to ask the couples to repeat right away.
várjuk meg a fordítás is, a világét, hogy a tanúsítani után.
Wait for the translation, so everyone can understand.
És aztán várom a válaszokat.
Then I will look forward to hearing answers.